Yeah. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Sweeper Podcast. Here with you again is Boss and Arvin.
All right, guys. So in this episode, we'll be talking about the VAR, something that has been in a lot of controversies. And the VAR has been implemented in the Premier League last season, and there has been a lot of problems, a lot of chaos, a lot of controversial decisions. And in this topic, we'll further discuss whether we should keep VAR or, you know, a lot of things regarding it. So, Arvin, what are your views on VAR in general?
Let's start by discussing two of the controversial VAR events of last weekend. The first one being El Clasico, where Longley pulled the player's shirt, pulled Ramos's shirt, and Ramos fell the other. Now my opinion, why VAR is problematic. So how we can discuss how VAR is problematic in such a case is that the linesman wanted to say something to the ref. The linesman wanted to say that to the ref that he didn't think it was a pen. In normal football, when there was no VAR, the ref will talk with the linesman who had a clear view of it, and then they will decide together. But there was no point option of that. In fact, the ref decided based solely on what he heard. He didn't even have to. And when he went and checked, he had a certain opinion, but he couldn't see it on the view. So these are all the different arguments against VAR. The first one being, should there be VAR? And for me, no, because there's no standard. Just 2 weeks back against Betis, when one of the Real Madrid defenders pulled the Betis player's shirt like that, there was no foul given. There was no penalty given. In fact, Betis's official page posted about it. That is how insulting it is to VAR. And then there's this whole talk about how should... and I'm going to leave it with this, and I'll let you talk about the next incident, which happened right after El Clasico in the Chelsea-Man United match. I'm going to leave you with this. There was a whole talk about how before we wanted in the best games, the best referee on the pitch. Yeah. But now there's this suggestion put by Neville and Carragher and all those pundits where should they actually be on the pitch, should the best referees be on the pitch, or should they be in the VAR rooms actually checking if it's a foul or not? And I'll leave you with that.
You have shared your opinions about VAR. And as for me, I would have to admit that I was a huge fan of VAR before, you know, all these controversial situations happened. I mean, the VAR worked fantastically in the World Cup. Like, it worked really well. And after the World Cup, after the tested VAR in the World Cup, which went successfully, the leagues started implementing VAR, but not the Premier League. And it worked well to a certain extent. And last season was the first season where the Premier League started using VAR, and it was a complete mess. I mean, there were so many incidents where I was watching the games and I'm like, how is that a red? How is that not a red? How is that, you know, onside? How is that offside? I mean, this season as well, not just last season. This season, the goal Liverpool scored late on against Everton, that was really controversial. The Chelsea-Man United game, that was completely ridiculous. That was extremely ridiculous. I was watching the game, and I was actually fuming inside. But, you know, on the other side, I was like, I've seen so many of this. So I wasn't as furious because I've seen so many of these stupid decisions. But it was so infuriating because Maguire literally went WrestleMania on Azpilicueta. He headlocked the player. And in any normal situation, that is supposed to be a penalty. I mean, but nothing happened. No check. Nothing. I mean, Maguire thought he was in the WWE ring. And I don't know what he thought there.
I mean, imagine this, Longley pulled the shirt and Ramos the other way, and that was given a pen.
Yes.
And Maguire literally wrestles him on the ground. It was not even checked.
Yes, and like anyone with a good eye can see, like, that Azpilicueta was about to take off, and Maguire pulled him down. I'm pretty sure if Azpilicueta took off, he would have got to the ball, and that would be a goal-scoring opportunity for Chelsea. I mean, I felt Chelsea got robbed. And another thing is, I think 2 or 3 minutes after that incident, Rashford got kind of like in a messy situation in the box with Conte and Jorginho, I think. And it was just a nick, like a little nick that, with, you know, a lot of people, they would agree that it's not a pen. But, you know, VAR again checking it for Man United. So, yeah, a lot of these ridiculous decisions happen in VAR.
But us both being Chelsea and Barcelona fans, we would obviously put it there. We would also obviously go with the popular thought that VAR supports Man United like last season. That's yes. What you say. And I say that VAR supports Real Madrid. But that's true for any referee, in my opinion. But so here's the thing was, my biggest concern with VAR is there is no standard. So
yes.
in La Liga, if the shirt is pulled in one game, the VAR does not check it, or VAR checks it and does not give it. But in the next game, they do it and it's given a pen. It doesn't make any sense to me that way.
Yes.
Okay, take a look at the South America, Copa America, when there was VAR. You literally had to kill a person to get a card. You literally had to break his leg and kill a person if you wanted to get a card, that Copa America. There was VAR. Yeah. That Brazil was Argentina game, which I saw. How many times Brazilian players tackled Messi and Argentinian players? But VAR was not even consulted once. Not even once. I mean, it was consulted once when it was a serious offense, but that's it. So there should be a standard of when to check. Like, I don't see it. There's no consistency in VAR, and that's my biggest problem with it. And that is why I want to revert back to the old way unless they figure out a way. VAR should not be in between. It should be a decision which is pure and exact and which is true, or we should go back to the old way. We can't stay in between and keep arguing about this. I don't want a football for the next 15 years where we're going to argue about ref decision more than ever, when VAR is supposed to solve that.
I totally agree, because as for me, I said it in the start that I was a big fan of VAR. I thought it would help improve football, but I mean, after seeing it for 2 seasons in leagues, it's not proving to be worthwhile. And that is down to, you know, the referee is the one who makes the final decision. But with the interference of VAR, the referee is not, you know, he doesn't have that much authority anymore, because in any circumstances, you know, he'll have to listen to the VAR, because those guys are actually checking the screen, you know. And the referee, when there are these kind of controversial situations, they just listen to what the VAR say, and, you know, they just, yeah, the decision change. It's not up to the referee. So what I think is, you know, a way to improve VAR is to actually give the referee to go, you know, the referee should go to the screen more often. I mean, in the Premier League, it hasn't happened. In the La Liga, in Serie A, maybe, yes, but, you know, in the EPL, in the Premier League, the referee should be going to the screen in any controversial situations, or any decisions should be made by him after seeing the screen. I mean, if there's a goal-scoring opportunity or like a controversial goal that has been scored or a penalty situation, the referee should both listen to the VAR room and go to the screen and decide himself. That's, I think this way it will, you know, improve the efficiency of the VAR a little bit. But yes, that, as you said, where's the standard?
Where's the standard? But here's the problem with what you said. So there are many times when in the heat of the game or in the quickness of the game, a certain decision is made in normal. So let's say there's a lot of attacking happening and there was a little pull. If a referee is given time all the way to go back to the screen and check, he might see it differently. But that goes against the spirit of the game, in my opinion, that where two teams are trying to be physical, but as soon as the ref is given time to go all the way there, that entire moment dissipates. So what happens is, not only does the game be affected, but even the ref's decision is affected. Now, and if so, what you said, every time there's a controversial decision, the main ref goes to the screen. That's the problem because how much time does a game cannot go that long, boss? How much extra time will you add? Players are on the pitch. It doesn't make any sense. So what I suggested was, what I would suggest is, have the best refs like Taylor in
in
the VAR room, because there's no point having them. Or take away VAR, which is my best opinion. Take away VAR or create a standard in which it works. But I don't see any of it happening. I honestly don't see where the change is coming from.
Just one moment, though, because I agree with what you're saying. I mean, it makes sense. But when you said the name Taylor, I think you mean Anthony Taylor. And I think he... I don't feel good about this referee.
Why?
Because last season, the 2-0 loss of Chelsea against United was refereed by him. The FA Cup final was refereed by him. The Liverpool game versus Everton recently was refereed by him. I mean, he wasn't a referee, but he was the guy in the VAR room who gave that money offside. So I don't think he is a good referee.
Okay.
So well, don't mention Taylor, please. Anyone else is fine. David Cooper, anyone, just not Anthony Taylor. He's a no-no for me.
Okay. Well, all I got to say is, if there's no consistency in VAR decisions, it's the same thing as having referees make their decisions themselves. So at this point,
definitely.
You know what I say? VAR should not... If there is VAR, why do we even have linesmen now? Like, what's the point of having linesmen? I mean, every time the ball is going through, the three people are checking every screen. So what I would say is, they either create such radical change where the linesman goes and they keep checking these lines, or they only do it for offside. But penalties and decisions like that, the linesman and the referee makes it. The VAR should not help them. See, they should have some standard which they can easily follow, or at least a standard which they can change. Like, okay, right now, it's not working. I think we both can agree on that. What is happening right now is not working. It's
definitely not working, yes. But, so, you know... Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, what I was saying is VAR also has its good points. You know, like, now players have to be more cautious. Like, they cannot do more dirty plays, you know, because they know now that there is a monitor, there is VAR, which is going to check on them. This is better to, you know, make the game fair. But the downside is, you know, it's endless. We've seen it. I mean, one of the downsides that we haven't talked about is the feeling of football. VAR is changing that. Because now, if a goal goes in, you can't fully celebrate because you don't even know if, you know, this guy kicked this guy before this guy scored, or this incident happened before this. Or, you know, so many things could happen before the goal goes in. So you can never celebrate wholeheartedly when there is VAR.
That's exactly the point.
Yeah.
The worst thing is, the best thing to show this is when Pep was celebrating that goal which they scored, and then God. That shows perfectly what I mean by VAR. It's against every feeling of the game. If you want to make the game fair, improve the referees, the human error, minimize it. Don't put computers also and then end up making another error.
Yes.
I thought of VAR was absolute decisions. But now I'm thinking even that is a problem, because every time you're referring to a screen, you're going to replay it. So when I watch a game live versus when I watch highlights, it's two different things. Because when I watch a game, I'm with the field. I know what happened before this. I know what happened during this. But when I'm watching highlights, I do not know. That's the problem, boss. I think VAR should go. But since I don't see that happening in anytime soon, they should create a standard, like a rule book of VAR itself for when and when not to check, so that teams can appeal if there was something wrongful, and the referee should be answerable for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with VAR as well, it's killing the feeling of this game. And as I said, you know, in the game where Tottenham played Manchester City in the Champions League 2 seasons back, Man City actually won the game. But because of VAR, you know, Raheem Sterling went crazy. And because of VAR, they didn't qualify. And, well, that was fair because it was actually offside. But now let's talk about last season, where Bournemouth got was it Bournemouth or Watford? I'm not sure, but one of these teams got relegated because of a mistake by VAR, and Aston Villa ended up staying up. I think it was the match where Sheffield played Villa, and Sheffield were supposed to win 1-0, and the goal went in, but because of some VAR error or some goal line technology error, the goal was not counted, and in the end, Bournemouth got relegated, and, you know, Villa ended up staying up, and they're having a good season, and that had a huge impact on Bournemouth.
You know what's the worst indictment of VAR, and I'm going to rest my case with that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm an Everton fan. When it comes to EPL, I love Everton. I love what they stand for, the underdogs of Merseyside. Love everything. Merseyside Blue is my favorite. Let's go to Toffees. But, do you see Pickford literally killed Van Dijk over there? Got Van Dijk injured for 9 months. Thank you, Pickford. But that was a red card. I have to be unbiased. There was no way that's not a red card, boss. And the fact that VAR completely changed the decision and Pickford was still in that game, it's almost hilarious. It's almost hilarious. That's the worst indictment of VAR and why it's against everything this game stands for. So unless they come up with a proper standard, like in this case, or there should be a merit basis. This tackle qualifies for an 8 and above. So then it should be checked by the referee.
Definitely. I mean, the reason they didn't look into that tackle a lot was because Van Dijk was offside. But you know, there should be, yes, definitely, because there should be a certain standard. I mean, if the game is not going on, like it was a free kick, a player shouldn't go and kick someone, you know, it doesn't make sense. Like, at least something should be on Pickford. You know, I mean, even after the game, they should have given him like 3 games ban or something for that foul on Van Dijk. But, you know,
giving a player after he completes the game a ban based on what he did without even arguing or giving a red card on the field doesn't make sense to me. That's stupid. Then that'll lead to arbitrary rule. You know what's going to happen next, boss? Chelsea's best player is going to get red carded right before the next Man United game. Right before the Man United game, based on something he did in the game. That does not make any sense, boss. So, that's what I'm saying.
But, you know, Pickford has officially declared the EPL race open because now Van Dijk is injured and any team can win the Prem now.
Van Dijk, even the other defender, if I'm not wrong, Matip got injured, right?
No, Matip got injured, and in the recent UCL game against some Midtjylland, Fabinho got injured, and now Liverpool is going to face a lot of defensive crisis.
Joe Gomez and I think Henderson will now defend. You'll see. Great.
It's going to be tough now.
I love it. I love when Merseyside, Liverpool fans are crying. That's what I love the most. Real Madrid fans and Liverpool fans, they deserve to cry. I'm openly saying it. I'm openly putting it out there. Beat me up if you want, but that's the truth. I'm happy, but that was a wrong decision. Pickford should have been red carded. And that's the worst indictment I could possibly give of VAR. And it should go away from football. Is there anything we can start? A crowdfund to get rid of VAR?
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, we are just too passionate football fans. I don't think we have that much authority. But let's see. I mean, definitely the football world will make an action. They'll make a move on VAR. And yeah, we shall see what's going to happen with this chaos in the football world. All right then, guys. That would be it for our VAR review episode. Enjoy your football and we'll see you in the next episode.